Well, we'd like to thank Mr. Brown for the warm words of welcome, and it's lovely to be along here this morning. And I have to say the boys and girls did very, very well, and you've put me under pressure because I'm going to have to try and keep up the standard. But it's certainly lovely to hear you singing and, of course, to speak of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm here to tell a little address to the boys and girls. I trust also it will be interesting to the mums and dads and adults as well. Right. Who likes stories? Of course you do. Who likes wartime stories? Of course. Sometimes we love to hear the stories of wars. Well, last year, I had the opportunity of going over to France, where the Somme was fought, and also to Belgium. And I went over there, boys and girls, to learn lessons. I know you had a little display here in your church about World War I. Because I had a great uncle who died in the war. You know what age he was? He was only 17. He was only 17 years old. And he left my village when he was about 16 years old to go to fight in the war, and he was killed. Well, when I went over, boys and girls, I want to tell you about the army. First of all, who would like to be in the army? Who would like to be a soldier? Well, if only a couple of soldiers. All right. Would you like to be in the army? Yeah, why not? Why not? All right. Sign them up. We'll get them signed up. And all right. Well, there's a few hands up. Well, do you see the picture here? I think, oh, it is up, yep. You can see the picture. All these men going to war. And if you look at them closely, you can see they're smiling. And they seem well to be happy. Well, you know, boys and girls, they were soon to lose their smile. When they got to the front line, they found out it wasn't easy. That there was going to be death and blood and killings. And when you think about this photograph that was taken maybe just over 100 years ago, all these men today have one thing in common. Do you know what it is? They're all dead. 100 years long. They're all gone. And if I got a camera out today and got us all together and I took a photograph of all of us together in this meeting and we maybe hung it up on the wall, 100 years down the line, God willing, if people came and looked at it, there'd be none of us left. We'll all be dead as well. You see, boys and girls and mums and dads, we're all going to eternity. All of us. We need to be ready. And we need Jesus Christ to be our Savior. So when I went over, I learned all these lessons about the war. Of course, a lot of people was killed. You can see the gravestones. We look up on the screen. There's all these different gravestones, different sites where there were thousands of graves where people died. And in some of these tombs, you know what I said? To the unknown soldier. They didn't know who it was. Of course, they give names in some of them, and also they give the regiment and so on. Now, there are different things about the war, boys and girls, that I learned. There were animals at the war. Who likes animals down here? Couple of animals, couple of soldiers. Who likes horses? Well, there were horses at the war. These horses had to work hard. They were pulling the machine guns and ammunition and food. This is how they got things moved about. And so there were horses at the war. Another animal was at the war was dogs. Who likes dogs? Who likes dogs? Who's got a puppy at home? Yes, you just like dogs. Well, I like hot dogs. That's the sort of dogs I like. Isn't that right? And I look after them. That's the ones I like. Well, there were dogs. Well, what did they do? Well, you can see here in the photograph, some of them delivered messages. Some of them also went out to look for those who were injured. And they found the dead bodies. So the dogs were very, very busy when they were at the war as well. Now, there's another animal at the war. Pussycats. Do you see that? You got a pussycat? Yes. Who likes pussycats? Oh, nearly everybody's hands up, is it? Well, there were cats at the war. Well, I got a big surprise when I looked and learnt a lesson about the cats. Do you know how many cats was in World War I? 500,000. That's 500,000 cats. Well, they weren't there fighting the Germans, not at all. They were fighting the rats. The place was covered in rats. Ooh, and when you went to bed at night, the rats are running about. Maybe you're going to sit down to eat your dinner somewhere and the rats are running around you. These cats had a busy time, hadn't they? Who would like to go to war now? There's not too many soldiers now. You see, it's not easy. Another animal's news in the war, boys and girls, was pigeons. Now, what were these news for? Anybody tell me? Yes? Messages. That is very good. That is good. Now, if we want to send a message today, we just get the old phone out and we text a message and it's gone. Or we can lift the phone and we can ring. Oh, it just wasn't so easy in those days. Imagine being a pigeon. You have to get over to London with a message. And I put it onto his back and he got his wings and away he went as fast as he'd come. Tell him all about the war, about the Germans, the danger. And so there were pigeons. So you think of the war, we never think of these things. But I was over there last year. I saw a photograph of an animal at the war. And I took a photo of it and I looked it up and I searched it out when I came home. What do you think the animal was like? What was it? Nobody know? I can't hear that. Well, I'm going to tell you. Oh, watching the screen now, you're going to see. Here was the animal. A monkey. Jackie the monkey was his name. And I saw a photograph about Jackie at the war. And I said, that's amazing. There's got to be a story for the boys and girls about Jackie. And so I looked it up. I want to tell you about Jackie. Jackie was from South Africa. And there is his friend, Albert Marr. Now, boys and girls, Albert Marr was from South Africa. And what was happening in those days was this. Albert was going to sign up to fight in the Great War. That's what happened. They put the call out. And they said, we need soldiers for the war. Well, Albert, he worked on the farm. And everywhere he went around the farm, Jackie was going with him. And Albert says, I'm going to go and sign up and fight in this great war. And so he went away into the office and he signed up. He says, I want to go to war. And he signed up. And then he said to the men, you know what he said to them? I want to bring a friend with me. Well, the men says, well, who's your friend? Jackie. I want to bring Jackie with me. So I'm sure the men looked one at another and says, well, Jackie? Yep, Jackie's my friend. And I'm on the farm, and everywhere I go, Jackie's always with me. And they looked at him, you know what they said? You can bring him. So they took Jackie. And Jackie went to war. There's a photograph of him with his uniform and all on him. Now, he was a great companion and he was very friendly. He was a friend, of course, here to Albert. Now, I want to say, boys and girls, Jackie didn't just go to war to sit at the back and eat bananas. No, no. He was in the front line. He was in the front line. And wherever Albert was, Jackie's right beside him. He was right beside him. The bombs were going off. There was shooting. People were falling down dead. But Jackie was with him. He was Albert's friend and he stayed with him. They said some things about Jackie. He was very well mannered. And when an officer would walk past, Jackie recognised him and he used to get up on his legs and he used to put his hand up. He used to salute the officers. And another thing about him too also was he had good eyesight and he had good hearing. And he could hear the Germans because they were sneaking about. And Jackie would have heard them. And he went away up to Albert and he pulled their coats. And they knew the Germans was coming. And so he was very good. And one day even Albert got badly injured. And Jackie wouldn't leave him. Jackie stayed with him. And then when Albert got back onto the battlefield, Jackie was by his side. And something terrible happened one day, boys and girls, to Jackie. Jackie got injured. And so they got Jackie in, and all the doctors and surgeons all looked at him. And you know what they could have said? It's just an old monkey. Sure, we'll just let him die. But it wasn't just an old monkey. It was Jackie. They said, we're going to try and save his life. And so they worked at Jackie. And maybe you can see from that photograph, there's another one coming up in a moment. He lost his leg. You see that? They took the leg off him to save his life. And there was Jackie, boys and girls, was injured. Of course, he lasted right throughout the war. And when it came to the end of the war and they're giving out medals to all at the war, who do you think got a medal? Who do you think got a medal? You see it? Jackie. Jackie got a medal. He fought in the Great War. He returned home again. 1918. A few years later, you can see up there that he died on the 22nd of May, 1921. And I thought that was a fascinating story about a monkey who fought in the Great War. You know, boys and girls, we come to the Bible. It tells us about the greatest war, the greatest battle that was ever fought. And the greatest of all wars was not fought over there in Germany or France, but the greatest of all battles, boys and girls, took place at a place called Calvary. We thank God for all the soldiers and all who went out and who paid the great price, the great sacrifice to rescue us from our enemies and to save us from our enemies. But the greatest of all battles is the battle that took place here. Do you see it? At the cross. At the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ came to fight the great battle. He came to rescue us. He came to save us. And boys and girls and mums and dads, to save us, he didn't save himself. He went to the cross to defeat sin, Satan, and death. So we find when we come to the Bible, it tells us all about this, of course. When the Lord Jesus Christ was born, it says, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." He had come to fight this battle. He had come to rescue us. He had come to save us. He was only in the world a short time, and the war against him started out, boys and girls, because King Herod didn't like him. And when he heard there was another king, he was born, "Oh, but just tell me where he is and I will go and I will worship him." But he didn't want to worship the Lord Jesus at all. No, he wanted to kill him. So he never heard. The wise men never told him. And boys and girls, let me say to you this. He killed all the boys and girls under 2 years old. He killed the children. You see, the war against the Lord Jesus has started. And when we go through, we find the devil came against the Lord Jesus Christ. He tried to tempt him into sin. You see, he tried to defeat him, because if the Lord Jesus Christ sinned, then he would have lost the battle. He would have lost the battle. He would have lost the war. He would have lost us, because he came to save us from our sins. And the devil tried to get him to sin and give him different temptations. Remember, there's one up on the screen. "All these will I give you, you fall down and worship me." But the Lord Jesus Christ said to him, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." And boys and girls, the devil tried to get him to fall into sin and defeat him, but he failed. Do you remember when he tempted Adam? Adam failed. Adam sinned. Do you remember when he tempted us? We have all failed as well, haven't we? Every boy and girl in this meeting, and boy and girl in Belfast, in fact, everybody in this meeting, We have all failed that test. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Lord Jesus didn't fail it. There's going to be a great battle at Calvary. We find him going towards the cross. And when you read the Gospels, you'll find, boys and girls, that even Pilate got the Lord Jesus Christ. And they took him and they scourged him. They mocked him. They beat him. They laughed at him. You see, boys and girls, there's going to be a war. There's going to be a battle. And it's going to take place at Calvary. The Lord Jesus is going towards the cross. The cross is very important, you know. Without it, boys and girls and moms and dads, there's no salvation. Here's the Lord Jesus heading towards Calvary. Pilate even took him out. After he was beaten, he'd been covered in blood and bruises. And he brought him out to the crowd. And he says to them, "Behold the man. Look at him." And the people all looked at him. And there's the Lord Jesus Christ standing before them all. Notice said, "Crucify him. Crucify him." You see, boys and girls, they rejected him. And so we follow the life of Jesus Christ on. They got a man called Simon. You can see it here on the screen. He says, "You carry his cross." And this man, Simon, had to get a hold of this cross. And he had to carry it. And he was walking through the streets. And the Lord Jesus Christ coming behind him. And I have no doubt, boys and girls, the crowd were mocking. And they were laughing. And they were saying, "Crucify him. Crucify him." And there's the Lord Jesus Christ going, listen, to the place for the great battle. Calvary. Calvary. And you know, when I come to the Bible, moms and dads and boys and girls, we find the Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And there on the cross, he bled and died, and he suffered. And he suffered greatly in order to save us. He took our punishment. He took our place. He took on our enemies, sin, death, and the devil. He took them on. And here's the good news, boys and girls. We think of the Lord Jesus Christ. He defeated them all. He won the battle. He died. He paid that sacrifice for our sin to save us. And that's why it says in that great verse, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." I want you to think of that. I stood over there, and other people, I'm sure, in this meeting has been over around the graveyards in France and Belgium. And that's on many tombs. "Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And there's a story behind every gravestone I looked upon. But there's no greater love like the love of Christ. He laid down his life for us. He paid the great sacrifice for our sins. He died to save us. And boys and girls and moms and dads, he won the battle. He won the great battle at Calvary. He defeated sin and Satan. He cried, "It is finished. It's over." And boys and girls, he bled and died. He's the Savior. He's the Savior of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. He came into the world and won this great war, this great battle. Rose again from the dead. Boys and girls, he's the Savior. You can say, how did he win the battle when he died? Well, sure, didn't he come alive again? He rose again from the dead. But he had put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He's the Savior. He's the Savior of the world. We've got to repent and trust Jesus Christ as our Savior. If you want your sins forgiven, if you want to get everlasting life, then you must come to Jesus Christ. You must trust him with all of your heart. Ask him to be your Savior, and he will take away all your sin. and give you everlasting life. Isn't that a great message of the Bible? That Christ died for us. He died for our sins. Who thinks I'm in the army? Don't think anybody thinks I'm in the army. You don't think, Heller, I'm in the army? No? Well, I am. I'm the Lord's army. Do we not sing that chorus? I'm in every march in the infantry, riding the cavalry, shooting the artillery. I may never swim over the enemy. Listen, but I'm in the Lord's army. And there are times we get the boys and girls to sing that. And we sing it. I'm in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. Well, I want to ask you a question. Are you in the Lord's army? Or are you just singing it? Are you just singing the words, but you're not in it? If you're not saved, you're not in the Lord's army. I'm glad I'm in it. And all the ones in this meeting, we are glad we're in the Lord's army. We're saved. And Jesus Christ is our Savior. I want you to come to Christ. I want you to trust Him. You must trust Him. Not your Sunday school, your church, your parents, boys and girls, your works. None of these things will save you. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Come and trust Him. And then you'll be a soldier in the Lord's army. I trust the Lord will bless that little story to your heart. Amen.